He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 267. Today, we're going to take a peek at the Amazon Tap device. Very cool device. I think you're going to really like this show. A lot of people do a review on the Tap, but I've used it for quite some time, actually, since it's been out. So I have a couple different takes on it. Speaking of takes, we're also going to take a peek at the new release, the iPhone 7. No, I don't have one, but I got one major concern, and I don't know the answer, but maybe we can figure it out together. I'll give you my comments on that. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, I'd like to welcome you. We come up every Thursday evening with a brand new show. The Gadget Professor is now heard in 172 countries around the world, so thank you very much for that. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, it's very simple to watch us. Just go to the webpage, www.thegadgetprofessor.com. And when you get to that page, if you want to subscribe to the show notes, just scroll down on the right-hand side. You'll see that newsletter. Punch it, and you can actually tap it, and you will get the show notes once you put your email address in. It's pretty simple to do, and I would encourage you to do that. As I said, we're on show 267. You can also watch the Gadget Professor show on YouTube. And actually, we're on TuneIn Radio, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So let's get started. Let's take a peek. Oh, before I start, I want to tell everybody that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I do answer all my email. I may not get back to you within an hour, but I promise you I will get back. If you have a new gadget or something you'd like me to review, just drop me a line at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And we will certainly take a peek at that and get back to you. All right, folks, let's take a look at this Amazon Tap. And this is what this puppy actually looks like. It's very sleek in design. And, of course, it's put out by Amazon.com. No problem with that. You can see the little Amazon logo there. And a couple features that I'll call your attention to. First of all, this is battery powered. So you can take this off the charger. And, of course, you can see the charger is right there. Pretty simple. You plug that into the wall. It comes with the charger, comes with the wire, and also comes with this pod, as I'll call it, that you're just going to set the Amazon Tap on top of. And you can see the two white pins there. And no matter where you set the Amazon Tap, it's going to hit those two pins and charge. Also, when you're charging the device, you'll know it because this makes a little sound. I think you can hear that. Let's try that again. I have a very sensitive microphone with my compressor at full blast. So now I know that it's essentially charging. And on the back, you'll see that you'll see the light is on, which indicates that it's charging. Not really. The light stays on. It also indicates that I am on Bluetooth mode. So that's something you may want to note. Now, also, since we're on the back of the machine, let me call your attention to a couple features here. As I said, here's your on and off light. That's pretty simple to figure out. This jack is not a headset jack. It's an audio input jack, which means if you want to power this speaker, and it's a beautiful portable Bluetooth speaker, it sounds really great. But if you take the audio out or your headphone jack of some other device, an MP3 player, your TV, your radio, whatever it may be, and if you plug that into this input jack, what you will hear is whatever comes out of that input jack. So you can basically source whatever sound you have via the line-out jack or the headset jack into this device via this cable right here. Right here we have a very handy charging plug. And I commend them for doing that, and I'll tell you why in a second. And right here, of course, we have the Bluetooth indicator, which will allow you to pair up the speaker here, the speaker with whatever device it is that you want. I actually have this paired right now to my iPad, and we'll take a look at that feature in a minute. But let me get back to this charging jack right here. As I said, you do have a pad that will charge the device just by placing it on top. There's nothing to plug in. Of course, the device itself is plugged into the power, so that enables the power to essentially transfer into the speaker. Now, that said, if you lose this, and I'm sure many people do or forget it to take it somewhere, all is not lost, and that's the beauty. Let me put that down there. That's the beauty of having an extra charging device right there. So if you do lose that piece, you can still plug this in and charge the phone. I definitely like that. Now, I'll also call your attention to a couple major features on the top, and this is almost self-explanatory. You have the plus and you have the minus, which indicates if you want the sound to be louder or lower, you would click those buttons. And your pause button, your play button, your forward, and your reverse button for any of the audio tracks or CDs that you might be playing through this. Or if you're listening to Pandora or Spotify, this will bring up your next track. Very simple. The major button that you're going to need to be familiar with, and it's quite simple, is this button right here. And this is what you have to push in order for this to work. This will not work. It's not automatically actuated by voice. You must engage, must push down this microphone button. When you do that, you're going to have these indicator lights light up. And let's just push that right now. You can hear it go blunk, and you'll see the four lights are on, and right now it's actually ready to take a command. So what I'm going to do is say, what's the weather today? All right, I delayed it a little bit because I waited too long, but I'm going to push that again. What's the weather today?
Currently, in Phoenix, it's 84 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. Today, you can expect partly sunny weather with a high of 95 degrees and a low of 75 degrees.
So essentially, whatever the Amazon Echo does, and that's going to look like this, okay, this tap will do. You can see there's a large differential. This is probably twice the size, maybe even a little bit better. Twice the sound, twice the power, twice the fidelity. This, however, does an excellent job. This sells for $99, and I've got to tell you, for $99, it's going to be really hard to find a speaker that has the fidelity that this Amazon Tap does. It's quite good. I will definitely say that about it. Now, it does everything that the Amazon Echo will do, everything. The only exception is that you must push in the tap button. I'll call it the tap button, the microphone button, and when the lights light up on top, that's when you ask it what it is that you want to do, and you don't have to hold it directly in your mouth. So let's try that again. I'll show you some of the other features that's kind of neat. So I'm going to push this in. You may see the lights light up here. Let's try it that way. There's your lights. I think you could see them. So I'll let that cycle off, and we'll push it again. Okay, so here we go. Play NPR radio.
KJZZ on TuneIn.
NBC interviewer, what is Aleppo? The interviewer's reply, you're kidding. Aleppo is in Syria, the epicenter of the refugee crisis. John.
So stop.
Kanye says, to use is necessary.
Stop.
And that
didn't hear me.
Is well aware.
Stop. There you go. So it is very, very responsive. The sound on this is excellent. Even the voice actuation is excellent on this. It very rarely mistriggers. That was unusual to have it mistrigger, and I think the reason it did is because I was talking on top of it, but I've rarely had it mistrigger. It works quite well. Let me show you some of the other things it can do. And again, it's the same functionality as the Amazon Echo, but again, you have to hold the tap. So let's try it one more time. Play Van Morrison.
Shuffling Van Morrison.
One, two, three, four.
Stop. So as I said, it's extremely responsive. Now, one of the main differences, if not the main difference, between the Tap and your other devices, the Amazon Dot and the Amazon Echo, is that this is battery powered. This is battery powered. The Amazon Echo is not battery powered, and of course you have to have a cable to charge it. Not to charge it, to power it. It doesn't take a charge. So this will give you many hours of listening enjoyment. And what's very nice about this is that you can buy a case for it. It will not make it waterproof, but it has a hook on it. Or you can just hold it like this and take it anywhere you want to go. Now, of course, if you want to pick up anything from the internet, you're going to have an internet connection, because that's basically how the brain of this works. But that's not a problem, because you can basically have this coupled to your iPhone or to a remote wireless Wi-Fi. That's pretty simple to do. So that's a good thing, and you do that through some software. So I have my iPhone set to become a wireless hotspot, and I can couple this with it. So if I'm traveling in my car or on the beach or wherever it may be, this will gain its internet access via my iPhone or whatever hotspot that you have. That said, you can also couple this to a Bluetooth compatible device such as the iPhone, your Droid, whatever it may be, and you don't have to worry about an internet connection. So the beauty of this device is that it's battery operated, and it gives you many, many hours of pretty powerful audio. It works quite well, believe me. Now, let's look at some crazy things that this will do. So I'm here in my studio, and I have my lights above me, some studio lights. They're quite bright, and I actually have them off. I am going to trigger this. Again, this doesn't, it's not called a name, like you wouldn't call it Echo or you wouldn't call it something else. There's no name, so you're just going to push the button here, this Tap button, the microphone button, and speak to it. So if you watch my background, you'll see those lights come on in a second. Watch this. No switches. My hands are in front of me. Trigger lights on.
Sending that to IFT.
So watch behind me. And you'll see that those, there you go. So you can see that the studio lights are definitely on, and that's all automatically done. This will trigger lights on, trigger lights off. It will play Pandora. It will play Spotify. It's a Bluetooth speaker. It's a battery-powered Bluetooth speaker, and also a brain, if you will, the Brainiac, if you want to call it that. So watch this. Trigger lights off.
Sending that to IFT.
These command, and there we go, the lights are off. So these command prompts that I'm using, you can actually program with this. They're called IFFT. I covered this a while ago, but those commands work flawlessly well. And now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to open up my iPad, and it's already paired with the iPad, and I'm just going to play a piece of music through this. Again, the fidelity is fabulous. It really is. For the size of the speaker, very impressive. So again, this is paired with my my iPad via Bluetooth, and I'm actually going through Pandora. Very, very, very impressive. So I'm going to turn that off. And that's it in a nutshell, folks. For $99, you'll be very pleased with this. I know. I have zero complaints with it. I really enjoy it. It's the right size. It's portable. Has phenomenal fidelity. Takes all kinds of crazy commands. And for that, I give it 5 stars. So there you go. There you go. All right. Let's move on to some apps of the day. And before we do that, I'm actually going to talk a little bit about the new release of the iPhone 7. Now, this particular site that we're going to take a peek at is, I think, one of the better ones that actually delineates all the features that are brand new and on the iPhone 7. You can find a million websites on this, of course, but this one does a great job. It simplifies everything, and this is at Digital Trends. So let's get right to the chase. Everybody pretty much knows what they've come out with, and it's a waterproof design. It's durable. You can go through all these things. It now has better stereo, enhanced audio. Better battery life? Better battery life. And that is all probably true. Here's the part that I hate. And I hate it. I'm sorry. The headphone jack is gone. And I think that is a huge mistake. Both new iPhones also utilize stereo speakers, both at the top and the bottom of the actual device. Apple says this feature improves increased dynamic range. However, those speakers are exactly where the headphone jack would have been. Consequently, you have a speaker where the headphone jack was. The iPhone 7 and the 7 Plus no longer feature your 35mm headphone jack. I hate that. I'm telling you right now, I hate it. That means you'll have to rely on the Lightning converter for your current headphones or upgrade to a pair of Bluetooth earbuds. Well, here's the problem, at least for me, and for a lot of other people. First of all, a headphone jack has been synonymous with multimedia devices, portable multimedia devices, since the Walkman came out. I mean, the coolest thing ever was when that Walkman first came out. Even the transistor radio, they had that headset jack, and that's been a staple for technology from day one. Now, I'm all about change, and I'm all for it. And yeah, I like the stereo sound, and yeah, I like the increased fidelity, yada-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I like the increased battery life, but not at the sake of taking off the headphone jack. And essentially what that means is everybody who bought a headset, and that's probably everyone that's in this listening audience, now cannot use, I know, I'll get to it in a second, I know what you're thinking, you can't use your headset jack unless you use the adapter. Now, the problem with that is they're going to give you an adapter, and it's a Lightning adapter, which plugs into the Lightning socket on the bottom of the iPhone, and it converts it into a headset jack. Let's take a quick peek at that. I think I have that up. Let's see here. There it is. So this is what this looks like. So now you're going to take the Lightning cable and plug it in, and on the bottom here, you can see that you have a headset jack. So what's the problem? Well, there's a lot of problems. First of all, I can't charge my phone while I have my headphones in. I don't like that. Me personally, I don't like it. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. The other problem that I have that I don't like at all is the audio jack, the headphone jack on the iPhone is also a pathway to the microphone jack. And I know a lot of people don't use auxiliary microphones with their iPhones, but I do almost every day. And why I use that is if I'm doing a video, a professional interview using my iPhone, I don't like the microphone that's built inside the iPhone. However, I do have the ability, by going through the headphone jack, to use external microphones, which significantly increase the dynamic range and the fidelity of the interview or whatever it is I'm doing for the videotape. So by removing that headphone jack, you're also removing the microphone jack. And I have not found anything yet on the internet that is going to alleviate that situation. So I'm not thrilled that I can't simultaneously charge my phone and either listen to a headset and or have a microphone. And there's many situations where by going through that headphone jack, I can pick up an external microphone or two or three external microphones, and I also have a headphone jack. That appears to be gone. So I don't know what's going to happen. I know they're not going to change the design. It will force manufacturers to come up with yet more gadgets that you'll have to buy. The sad thing is that everybody who has already purchased these microphone mixers and like the IK multimedia stuff, and there's a ton of them out there, you're going to have to figure out a different way to get that microphone and headset hooked up to the i7. The bottom line is it makes me very reluctant to buy the iPhone 7 just because of that headphone jack. So we'll see what happens. This is just my opinion. If anybody has a better fix or knows of something, by all means, let me know. But at this point, it's kind of wait and see. But I miss that headphone jack. I really do. All right, enough about that. I beat that up. If you're interested in the Amazon Tap, they have a splendid webpage on Amazon.com. www.gorillaradio.com, and it shows you some of the things that it can do. Again, you're able to listen to Prime Music, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. Now, speaking of TuneIn, we'll get to that in a minute, but TuneIn Radio is a pretty good app, and it's free, and I'm going to recommend that in a minute. So we talked about the iPhone jack, and I'll give you a quick flash up here. I didn't push my button there, but there's the page that Amazon has on their tap. It's really a nicely done, nice graphics, so on and so forth. But it shows you all the things that you can do. Play Bruno Mars from Prime Music, shuffle my favorite playlist, play Adele from Spotify, play the station KEXP. That's kind of cool. So if you want to listen to WBZ in Boston, which is one of my favorite stations and also keeps me up most of the night, you can just say, play the station WBZ, and bang, there you go. So I love internet radio. It's really cool. It's Dolby-powered sound, and really, it's a nice device. Here's a picture of one of the carriers cases that you can get. They're about $20. You can get them in a variety of flavors that will protect your device in case you should drop it. It will not make it waterproof. So you have all kinds of colors. I don't have a case yet. I don't know what color I'm going to get. Maybe blue. We'll see. Although the pink is, the magenta is kind of nice. So here's your comparison specs, and this goes through everything in great detail. And again, I can't say enough about the Amazon Tap. It's a great device. All right, let's move on. And folks, here's something you're really going to enjoy, I think. It's very cool. It's very crazy. Pizza Hut, I'm not making this up, Pizza Hut has a new Blockbuster app box. It's the perfect movie night companion. That's right. What this is a Pizza Hut came up with a box, and it's ideal for dual purposes. It will keep your pizza warm, and it will also allow you to connect your smartphone, that's right, your smartphone, into the box and make it a projector. So here's the video of how that will work. Let's go there. Let's go here. So there it is. They have a little lens that they'll give you, and you're going to pop that lens out, and it's going to go right here in front of the, there's a pop out there, and it's actually going to be a projector. Now, let me tell you, this is not a great projector, and you better have all the lights off, because you're not going to get a high fidelity picture. You're not going to get a 1080p picture, and you're not going to get 3,000 lumens. However, it's a cool thing, and I think depending upon what you have eaten or smoking while you're having your pizza, it may or may not be a good device for you. So let's move on. This warms my heart. I must tell you that Willy Wonka was Wild Man Mike's favorite movie, and I think my daughter Alyssa also liked Willy Wonka. I like Willy Wonka, and here's a creative place in Australia, and they now have the official Willy Wonka burger. Check this out. Look at the colors, all kinds of stuff on there. It features a custom rainbow bun, which is filled with a beef patty, cheddar cheese, topped with popping candy, tomato soup jelly, and blueberry onion jam. That's right. That looks good. And I'm not ready to go to Australia to find it, but maybe someone here in the United States, maybe in the Phoenix area, will catch on to this very cool idea. And I think every restaurant should be serving Willy Wonka burgers. All right, I had to put that in. It was just too cool. I had to put it in. All right, let's get into some crazy apps. This is called AIMP, or AMP, if you will. This is a great tool if you need an MP3 player. And even if you don't need an MP3 player, this is still a cool app. This is a full-featured music player. It's designed to give you really high-quality sound. It also has an 18-band graphic equalizer built into this. It's totally free. It pretty much plays every type of audio file that you'll ever come up against, including CDs, MP3s, OGGs, WAVs. You name it, it will play it. Very, very nice app. It also gives you special effects, sound effects, such as reverb, flange, a chorus pitch, tempo, echo, speed, bass. enhancers and voice removers. What's a voice remover? So if you like to sing and you don't want to sing along with Billy Joel or whoever it may be, you can remove their voice and you'll just have the music. So if you're a karaoke dude, this will be very cool for you. So you may want to try it out. If you're a karaoke dude, send me a tape. I'd love to hear that. So let's move on to some more interesting apps. This is one that I've been using for a while, and as I mentioned it before, this is called TuneIn Radio, excuse me. So TuneIn Radio is for streaming the NFL, the MLB, the NHL, audiobooks, news, talks, podcasts, and music. This will pretty much do everything, and it's a free app, and it's available for both Droid, and also I believe it's available, well, I know it's available for the iPhone. So watch this. This is pretty cool. So iTunes Radio will essentially let you tune in to all these stations. So if you want to listen to WBZ in Boston again, you can just load this TuneIn Radio app and pick what station you want, wherever you want, wherever your favorite part of the country is. And here's something that I think is exceptionally cool. Check this out. So I'm back on my my Amazon Tap, and watch this. Play the podcast, The Gadget Professor.
Getting the latest episode of The Gadget Professor. Here it is from TuneIn.
He's got the toys. He's got showmanship.
Stop. So there you go. You can listen to The Gadget Professor now when you really are bored and can't sleep. If you have the Tap or the Amazon Echo or the Amazon Dot, you can just say, play the latest episode of The Gadget Professor, and boom, you're going to have The Gadget Professor on iTunes Radio. So we're very proud of that. All right, moving along, we are now going to take a look at another app, and this is called iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio is a very similar app. What's unique about this is you can pick up thousands and thousands of stations all over the world, and it's kind of like an internet radio tuner. So I like both the apps. If I had to choose one, I think, to me, I personally prefer the app that we just talked about, TuneIn Radio. And the reason I like TuneIn Radio is, of course, it has the Gadget Professor on it, but I think it's a little bit more robust, particularly in the sports area. So that's why I'm kind of partial to that. So again, iHeartRadio, you can't go wrong with that at all. Now, here's a crazy app that I just put on my iPhone. I got to tell you, my iPhone is getting packed. I mean, I don't have any more room on that for apps, so some of my apps got to go. So I'm finding I'm deleting an app, loading on an app that I want to see how it works, and then I'm deleting that app if I don't like it and putting back the one that I just deleted. My iPhone is packed. But in any event, this is called Foodie. And it's a camera app for customizing your food photos. And it does a great job. It gives you all kinds of backgrounds. It gives you different looks to choose from. And if you're into photographing food, and I know a lot of you like to put things up on FaceTime or Instagram, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, this is a cool app, and it will make your stuff look real good. So definitely check out Foodie. Again, it's totally free. And don't feel that you are left out of things if you have the Droid operating system, because this app is available both on the iPhone or the iOS, and it's also available on the Droid. So check that out. All right, moving right along here. Our next app is called Revo Uninstaller Pro. This is a totally free app, and yes, I did mention this maybe three or four episodes ago. I got a frantic email from a woman that said her computer was unfortunately infected with a nasty virus and didn't know what to do, and I said, try Revo, and she sent me back a very nice email saying that fortunately the Revo pulled off the program, and she knew which program stuck it on because she didn't have it until she loaded a new program. In any event, it restored her computer, and it's something to keep in mind, this Revo uninstaller, the free version, and also the pro version, the one that you pay for, is really, really well, and it went into the registry and removed all the garbage that was put on there, so good for that. Here is a new, it's not new, this has been around for probably 15 years. It's called Media Monkey. What Media Monkey does is it's going to manage a million plus files, both music and video, without bogging your infrastructure down. That's right, over a million video that could be on your operating system or video files, music or video, doesn't matter. You can also record CDs and download music and movies and podcasts, and it will automatically look up, intuitively tag the albums, the lyrics, and other metadata that's put on the files that you're downloading. This will manage any type of audio, video genres, rock, classical, audiobooks, podcasts, home movies, etc., etc., etc. It will Wi-Fi sync with the Media Monkey on the Android. It will play MP3s, pretty much any audio file again. You can create your own playlist, your own DJ party list, and it also will stream through any DLNA device that you have, any type of hard drive. It will act as a streaming device. So Media Monkey is very, very cool. I'll give you a little tip. It's free if you click the download button. If you go over to the gold button, the get gold, you're going to hit gold. You're going to get a lot of stuff that you don't want, and you'll be paying for versions. So be very careful. Don't click get gold unless you want to pay for the stuff and you want stuff on your computer, bloatware as I call it, then click the gold button. But other than that, the free version, which is just a simple download button, works quite well, and I think you'll really enjoy it, particularly if you have a lot of media and you're trying to keep it clean and figure out what's where. This will organize everything for you, so I think you'll like that. Now, here's some new apps that I've actually fooled around with. I did not put these on my iPhone because there was just no room, but I did put it on my iPad, I believe, and it's kind of a neat device. This is called TapTap. TapTap helps deaf and hearing impaired people respond to their audio environment. Shout, honk, crash, and tap tap will let you know that you are being called. You can adjust the sensitivity for noisier environments, and it adjusts with increased background level noises. So if you are hearing impaired or deaf, this is a cool device, a cool app, because even me, if I am talking to someone or in a restaurant, many times I cannot hear, particularly if someone is messaging me. I just can't hear it. It's not loud enough. So this app will listen for those things, and it will definitely vibrate or let you know that something's going on, and you could prolong the vibration. So it's just not like, it can go for a minute or so, and it will definitely get your attention. So sorry about that. So definitely check this out. Also, there's another app. That one was TapTap was for the iOS. This is for the Droid. This works just as well. It's called My Ear Droid. It's the same thing. There's a little video here. It's totally free. If you know someone that is hearing impaired, or if you yourself find that you can't hear your phone ring, or you need some other note, an additional notification if you can't hear your phone going off, these are the types of apps, and I think they're going to get better and better, that will definitely help you. And last but not least, folks, we have CES coming up January 5th to January 8th, and I am right now in discussions with a couple people. We're going to change up the format this year, and I will be definitely at CES broadcasting live. I don't know my schedule yet, and I'm not actually sure where I will be broadcasting from. The Todd Cochran and the Tech Podcast Network will not be broadcasting live as we did in the past years. We will all be there, but things have slightly changed in terms of where we can perform, where we can do our broadcasts from. So I will keep you posted on that. Don't fear, we'll all be there, and I promise you that I will be there broadcasting somewhere from CES, and that's coming up pretty soon. I know January sounds like it's far away, but it's not. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I will see everyone next Thursday evening. So long from the Gadget Professor.